What's up, everybody, and welcome back to the Anything Better podcast with your host, Paul Verzi, Bill Burr, and we cannot forget our amazing producer out there in Beverly Hills, Andrew Themlis. You guys are listening to episode 38. Before we get started on this podcast, I just want to thank everybody who has liked and subscribed Anything Better. There is nothing better than the Anything Better podcast. You could get the Anything Better podcast on Spotify, iTunes, everywhere you get your podcast. Please leave a comment and a review. It just makes the show move in the direction that we wanted to. And we also want to thank our fans who are buying our Anything Better Fall Halloween Edition t-shirts, which we've been informed are flying off the shelves.
They're pumpkin flavored.
And the hoodies will be coming out very soon too on the merch store, the online store. So check for those. But thank you guys so much who are buying the Anything Better t-shirts with Billy there as Freddy Krueger and me as Jason Voorhees. So enjoy those. And we thank you very much. Now on to episode 38, which is a very weird number. I actually, usually when I do this, I say, Bill, the first one off the top of my head is this. I don't have that now.
That's a tough one. The best thing they got going here, they got Kurt Schilling. You remember that guy.
Okay.
George Rogers. George Rogers. Heisman Trophy winner. Had a couple of really great seasons for the Saints, but they were the Saints. And Pavel Dimitra. Dimitra, I don't know how to say it, NHL.
All right, that's it for 38.
That's what they got, 38.
Yeah, you know the numbers
are
weird.
It's a weird age to be, too, 38. You're not
38.
You're not 40.
No.
You're just, you're 38.
Yeah, like 39 is cooler because you're almost 40, so it's your last one in the 30s.
There's a sense of urgency with 39. 38 is you're just standing in line at the DMV like...
I really expected
more out of this decade. I feel like I let myself down. I let my teammates down.
38's when you're broken down on the side of the road without AAA and nobody's stopping. Just like looking around. Anyways, I got to be honest, man. I don't know how your guys' week is going. I'm having a horrible, this is one of the worst weeks. My neck is fucking killing me. I woke up. I couldn't move it. I went to physical therapy. It took like 10% of the pain away. Okay. I'm going through shit in life, personal, all kinds of shit. All right. I went 0-for-4 in the NFL picks. I mean, yesterday I was in New York City. A bird shit on me, dude. I felt, and it was a beautiful day.
Hey, I'm having a rough one.
It was a beautiful day. The sun was out. I was in the city. I was running around doing all kinds of shit. And I feel a drop. And I look up thinking it's going to be from like an air conditioner or something. And it was just bird shit that like landed hard on my arm. And I call my wife and she just had a positive spin. No, it's good luck. Things are going to, you'll have a better, but I am having a week. So you know what I'm doing tonight, fellas? This is what I'm doing. I'm taking my little boy, Lucas, to opening night at Madison Square Garden, one of my favorite places to be. And we are going to go see the opening day New York Knicks against your Boston Celtics at the Garden.
Nice.
It's at 7:30. You guys gave us Kemba Walker. So it's like he just switched teams for the night. So we'll see how that goes. And
he's on your team now?
Yeah, him and that other guy, Ferret, the other guy that you had there, the European guy.
Oh, what did we get?
Him and I don't even know what the deal was, but I'm just looking to be in the garden with my son, enjoy a game, and put this horrible, horrific week behind me. So how was your week, Bill?
I've had better weeks. My rescue dog died.
Oh yeah, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, we had to. That's a whole long story. That whole thing. I'm not getting into that. But she was an awesome dog, and she defied the odds. I don't know how many times. I mean, when you have a rescue pit bull that's aggressive with people, they usually don't stay on this planet for longer than a year and a half. And she lived for 13 years.
Well, yeah.
Final years in Arizona. When the babies came, I literally had to get rid of her because she would have ate the babies. I mean, it was a really dysfunctional fucking relationship, I'll tell you that. But I loved her. My wife loved her and she loved us, but she fucking wanted to kill everybody else.
He said final years like it was a guy retired in Florida.
That's what I said. No, she lived her final years like a retired Republican. Republicans go to Arizona. Liberals go down to Florida. And if you've noticed, Paul, where are all the hurricanes? Down in the Florida area. God doesn't like liberals because they feel that they're better than everybody else. And then conservatives, he just feels they're so fucking stupid.
They just put them out in the desert?
Just stick them out in the desert and just let them walk around.
Well, you know what?
God doesn't like anybody, Paul.
That's amazing that the dog lived that life. That's what I said to Stacey the other day. I go, dude, our cat is going to be 17 in 2 months. I go, this kid is playing with house money. Okay. He's fucking killed a ton of mice in his day. Just numbers of birds have been left in my fucking garage. So now he's just
what you're saying is there's a lot of mice and birds counting the days and that fucking cat is gone.
Yeah, all the rodents in my neighborhood are like, he's still fucking. Stacy said he tried to jump on the bed. And dude, this is a cat that like could almost get on top of the refrigerator. And now he tried jumping on our bed, just missed. It's just like, and then, but like he got up there eventually. But
the cat can't dunk anymore.
Yeah. Anytime, I always say this, anytime you have an animal, he can't dunk anymore. Anytime you have an animal that beats its life expectancy, you just did it as a fucking animal lover, animal owner.
My dog lived in the lap of luxury and just, you know, I mean, I'm trying to think of how many hikes, I lost count how many hikes I took that thing on. I loved taking her out, wrestling with her, you know, sleeping with her on the couch. My wife wouldn't be in town. Dog was up in the bed. She ate great. She always had a brand new bed.
I saw
crazy.
Your
how, the way she lived versus the way she treated all of our friends and family. It's a lot of people that ran back out to their cars when we didn't know how to control her.
Yeah, man, I saw your Instagram post and I get like that with animals. But what's funny about animals like that is it's amazing that an animal would kill other people. An animal can't be around children. An animal can't be around other animals. Yet they'll snuggle with you. That's like amazing. That's an amazing thing that like they just, there's one guy.
Maybe they read people better than you know, you or I do.
Dude, this
when you're
guy,
really looking at it, Paul, like how many people are like truly just like going to be a friend? I just think a pit bull has like a, you know, their line just isn't as far down the road as mine was.
Dogs don't fuck it. Yeah. The animals don't fuck around. Yeah. Like, dude, I don't know if this guy online, I don't know if you saw this guy online with the lion, but dude, I'm telling you right now, you want to, that lion's never hurting this guy. I never seen anything like this. Lion was so in love with this motherfucker that like he was doing this thing with it. And the lion, dude, this lion, and he was fucking like the lion was like tickling him. I'm going like, I know that they've said some of those things end bad.
That's going to end bad, Paul.
I don't know, dude. This lion was doing everything.
Paul, that's a wild
dancing.
Animal.
I know. But dude, they had a bond. I'm telling you, dude, this thing loved this fucking guy.
Until one day he gets home late and he didn't give him a chance to give him those 43 steaks in the morning.
He went to
Hibachi.
He has
a little cut on his neck from, dude, do you know, I remember hearing this story when I was in Florida, a Florida man. He met this chick at a bar and he had a giant fucking python like behind this big glass thing and she was all freaked out by it and he was fucking hammered. And he goes, no, it's fine. The thing loves me. And he went in there and he fucking bumped his head and it caused him to fall down and he bled a little bit and just the thing's tongue tasting the blood in the air.
Oh man.
And yeah. And fucking it went for him and she freaked out and ran out of there and it killed him.
Oh fuck.
Now, I never looked it up to see if that was true, but even if it isn't true, I just want to yell at the fictitious person. It's like, you couldn't go get like a frying pan or something or a steak knife and just give it a couple of fucking jabs. You know? This is what I would do, Paul. If a fucking python grabbed you, I would wait till you like were out and the thing thought that it was having a meal. And then by then it's all twisted up and winded up. And all you got to do is you fucking stab it in the toe, and the its tail a couple of times.
So wait, you'd wait for me to be dead? The fuck?
Well, if I start moving in, the thing might come for me. And then we're both fucked. I wouldn't wait till you were dead. I would wait till you start just, you know, the UFC. Like, he's out. He's out. Oh, it is all over. That's when I would come in.
A ref runs in and goes like this.
I would come in. Dude, you know how it is. With something like snakes. If you ever look at those meerkats, you sort of lunge at them and shit and just try to... You got to do a lot of head fakes with the fucking snake before you go in there and get it. But, yeah, Paul, like, you would be laying there with your Jordans in the air, untied, so one of them would be off. Be like, dude, don't let him eat me, dude. I'm like, I'm going to help you, Paul, just not yet. Bill, I'm going out. It's all right, dude. Just fucking give in to it. Then it can think you can eat you, and I'm coming in there with the fucking bat.
Yeah, but I think
I just need it to be all the way around you so, like, I don't hit you.
No, but I think when a snake actually fully constricts and takes all your breath away, I don't think it's like you're passing out like UFC. I think you're fucking have no more life in the lungs.
No. You pass out first.
Oh, okay. That's
you
good
absolutely pass out. I read that book, The Perfect Storm. They explain what happened when you drown. Like how long your brain and your heart still go. That's why when people say like, yeah, when you stopped breathing, people always said, dude, I died and then I came back. As this one doctor said, he said, nothing has ever died and come back to life. What you're explaining is you had a near-death experience.
Right. You were like consciously lifeless, but your body was still breathing.
The second you stop breathing, your heart doesn't stop.
Right.
That's not how it works. Like shit gradually shut. I think that gradually the shit is shutting down. There's layers to it.
Yeah, don't know
what would happen, dude, is when you fucking suffocate one of those people in the cage, they would immediately be dead, no?
Don't the Navy SEALs do that shit?
We're anticipating all the emails about how wrong I was about all of that shit. But I know, like, when they were talking about drowning, it was a whole fucking chapter. It was the most terrifying thing. Two things happen when you drown. Either it's water in your lungs, or there's a reflex in your throat that immediately just cuts it off, and you actually suffocate. And they'll find like no water in your lungs. But after you stop breathing, then there's like the dopamine. So you have that stupid smile on your face when they find you. It's kind of, you go on a nice little trip. And then when you're just completely out with that dumb smile on your face, your brain is still firing synapses and whatever. The synapses are still fire. I said firing synapses. I don't know what any of this stuff means. Yeah. It's still firing for like another 20 minutes. That's why those fucking kids, you know, they play hockey in the Omen and then they go under the ice and they're able to get them out in the real life. It's Butcher Box, everybody. You know, when it comes to meat, quality matters. And when you invest in high quality meat from ButcherBox, the benefits go way beyond a great tasting meal. ButcherBox sources their meat from partners with the highest standards for quality. This isn't roadkill, people. No more searching the grocery store for 100% grass-fed beef, free-range organic chicken, wild-caught seafood, and more. They'll bring it right to you. All right? Their sourcing decisions are made holistically. They keep the farmer, all their farmers do yoga. The planet, the animal, and your family in the mind, always delivering products you can trust. All right? Every month, I love these guys, Paul. I got to tell you, everything they've ever sent me has been top shelf. Every month, ButcherBox will ship a curated selection of high-quality meat right to your home. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no HGH, Paul. All these home runs that these chickens hit are legit. Each box contains between 8 to 14 pounds of meat, ladies, depending on your box type. That's enough for 24 individual meals. Pack fresh and ship frozen for your convenience so you can save time on your next grocery store trip. Customize your own box. You're special, or go with one of theirs. Either way, you get exactly what you want. Free shipping for the U.S. Continental U.S. Sorry. Free shipping for the continental U.S. Right now, ButcherBox is offering new members 10 to 16-pound turkey free. A 10 to 16-pound turkey for free in their first box. Thanksgiving's coming up, Paul. You shove that fucker in the freezer, you're all set. Just go to butcherbox.com/better to sign up. That's butcherbox.com/better to receive a free turkey in your first box.
You want the bird? Go in the alley and eat the bird. What movie?
I don't know what that is, and I like that.
That was Paulie in the first Rocky, when Rocky went over to Adrian's house and him and Adrian were fighting. And he goes, "You want the bird?" And he throws it in the out the door. And he goes, "Go in the alley and eat the bird." She goes, "Oh, Paulie."
Oh, why would you do that?
It's Manscaped, everybody. Do you know what's spookier than seeing a black cat on Halloween? It's shaving your balls with anything other than Manscaped. When it comes to the below-the-waist grooming, there's no need to carve your pumpkins this Halloween because Manscaped is here to upgrade your grooming experience. Go from bite-sized candy bar to a king-sized candy bar and join the 2 million men worldwide by going to manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping with promo code BETTER. Have you ever tried to trim your balls? I love that they theme it to horror movies. Have you ever tried to trim your balls and it turned into a Freddy Krueger film? It's kind of clever.
It doesn't take much either. One little nick. I mean, that's just it. Now you got to worry, am I going to catch a disease?
Dude, a nick on the balls is fucking
nothing
underrated
makes you
pain.
Behave like a gentleman on the first date, like a nick on the balls. He was just such a nice guy, holding the doors, never made a move. I got an open wound in my genitals there. I don't know if you ever banged a trucker at a rest area. Sorry.
Well, luckily, Manscaped is here to save the day and make sure you're smiling fresh with their refined body wash, fellas. The ladies love the signature scent, and it will scare away those vampires. Unlock the confidence with the Performance Package 4.0 inside. You'll find a holy grail of men's grooming items. They've made it easy for you to upgrade your grooming routine. It's a full moon out. Oh, they're going all in. Werewolf.
Oh, here comes shave your ass now.
Werewolf pants is howling. It's time to tackle the problem with the lawnmower 4.0. Their finely tuned pube products feature cutting edge ceramic blade and reduce grooming accidents thanks to their advanced skin safe technology. The lawnmower 4.0 is easily the greatest ball trimmer on the planet. Did I mention the trimmer is waterproof too? That's actually pretty cool. You go in the shower, shave your balls. The Performance Package.
This copy should be shorter. I mean, how much do you have to fucking picture a guy trimming his balls? We get it. You're not going to cut out balls and they're going to look good and your lady's going to want to go down there.
Yeah. They also have the 2.0 weed whacker, which is a game changer.
Hey, what do they have for your taint, Paul?
They have.
They got the Sled 4000.
Should I read this whole thing, dude? Like, there's more.
Traversing the frozen tundra between your balls and your asshole. The Sled 4000.
They also have the weed whacker for the nose and hair. The nose and ear hair with also the skin safe technology. Seal the deal with Manscaped Liquid Formulas, their crop preserver, ball deodorant. They have everything. Ball toner. Make sure that your pumpkins stay fresh. Trust me. When I say this, fellas, your balls will thank you later. Manscaped. Even throw in. Oh, here we go. We're ending it now. Even throw in two free gifts. Their Performance Package 4.0 Manscaped Boxers and Shed Travel Bag. Bring the comfort and boxers to another level. If you're looking like a Wolverine and haven't cut your nails recently, be sure to use their Shears 2.0 Nail Kit. Wow, they're just taking care of you top to bottom.
Are you having difficulty hearing your nephews and nieces? We got the ear trimmer.
The only thing they're not touching is your fucking eyebrows. They have a bunch of other life-changing products on the website, so be sure to check it out. Get 20% off. Shipping is free with code BETTER at manscaped.com. That's 20% off free shipping with code BETTER at manscaped.com. Say trick or treat to your beautiful new Halloweeny.
Oh, Jesus.
With Manscaped.
Okay.
Yeah, my brother had a Navy SEAL come up to him, and this Navy SEAL was talking to my brother, and he talked about like when they keep making them tread water till they actually physically can't, and they just keep treading water till they can, and then they eventually like they'll pass out, and then they fucking like revive them and shit, and it's just it's insane what those guys go through, dude.
Yeah, but
and
you don't need to keep. You just do the dead man's float. I learned that in swimming. You just float face down, and then occasionally. You pick your fucking head up. Yeah, you keep doing aerobics.
Yeah, no, I think they put. I think they rush water in a tank that you just can't get out of. I don't think you could start doing fucking like dead man floats in the Navy SEAL training, which would
be. Ever think of how insecure you have to be to join special forces? Like, what are you trying to prove?
Yeah.
I'm just fucking with you, dude. I just want to piss people off.
No, they're probably... No,
but you get the fuck out of the country.
No, they're probably...
I'm patriotic. I have an American flag, and I give the troops a standing ovation at a sporting event. Other than that, I'm just living my life.
No, but there is a guy like that. I'm sure there's a guy who's like, fuck it, I'm not just going to the military. I'm doing that for his own thing, but then there's some bad motherfuckers.
No, they weed those guys out.
There's some bad... And the number of guys that quit.
Special Force guys are like... They like have to do that. It's the only thing that can contain their intensity. Can you imagine like if like you were meant to be an Army Ranger and you actually like managed a Home Depot and those fucking people showing up just half-assing it every day, sleeping on a whole pile of fucking paper towels. And like, and you're wired to like save a country. I mean, they have to go do it, Paul.
Yeah, it's like kind of a UFC fighter.
Those training fucking videos? I saw one. I think it was for the Army Rangers, Paul. You got to pick up like a telephone pole. Like 10 other guys. Yeah. And then you hold it. And then his guys quit. The people who try out for that shit are so tough. If you quit holding up a telephone pole in the sun, you're a pussy. And they have like this big like... And like, if somebody taps out, now there's 9 of you holding it up, Paul. You still have to hold it up. And then they get so fucking weary, they puke in the pit, and you got to take your puke outside the pit. And there's some guy, what is your puke doing inside of my pit, private? You got to fucking... Dude, I would like... All they would have to do is just tell me the intro. It's like, I got to do what? Yeah, I don't want to do that. I'll be a junior ranger. I'll just bring the Rangers their stuff before they go into the octagon.
No, that's another level, man. I had this soldier come up in San Antonio. He had burns on his face and shrapnel metal scars. I was talking about this in my act one time too. He came up to me and he's thanks for coming, man. And I said, no, dude, you know, thank you so much for your service and everything. And I was just like looking at the toughness of this guy. And he goes, yeah, man. And he just goes, you know, I said, I'm able to do this because of what you do, you know? And he goes, yeah, well, you know, I'm just ready to die for America. And then I was like, he's like, I'm ready to die at an instant for you. You know, people are ready. I'm just thinking like, no, not me, man. Like, fuck that, dude. I'm not, I can't, I'm a liability out there, dude. I'm the last fucking dude you want out there. But then if I went out there gung-ho, I would fucking be about it. But
no, I'm just saying.
What?
Do you really have an option when you get out there? Once you get out there, I mean, you got to play the game or else you're dead.
Yeah.
I'm not saying you wouldn't be crying like, just shooting anything that moved. But you would try.
See, that's the other thing. Friendly fire, dude? That's fucked up, man. Rest his soul, that guy Pat Tillman who left the NFL after 9/11 to do it. And like the friendly fire thing is what's really is fucking sad, man. And it's like, and what can you do? Brutal.
Yeah, I'm glad I never had to do, you know, I did poor enough in high school to have fucking, you know, if I didn't do comedy, I mean, I probably would have thought about going in there. I would not have been a good soldier. I don't like people telling me what to do. I really don't.
Yeah, but you'd be the type of guy that would, you would hate it at the beginning, and then you'd be the guy giving orders. You'd be a fucking general.
You would be like, fuck that guy. I'm gonna be
no,
that
I,
guy.
I was a lot different person when I was back then. I just wanted to be left alone. And I would hate the drill sergeant within the first fucking 2 days because he would have reminded me of my dad, and then that would have gone. I would have become a problem, and then I wouldn't be tough. So then he'd kick my ass in front of the whole platoon, and then there'd be some sort of one of those fucking, what do they call it, a blanket party. It wouldn't have been good.
You'd be Private Pyle and fucking.
I don't think comedians, people who should be comedians, generally speaking, are cut out for the military. Generally speaking, there are some.
I agree with that. I agree with that. Generally speaking, that's not our speed, dude. Like, generally speaking, we go out at night in the middle of the night and tell jokes and sit around and talk and make fun of people's clothes. And
yeah, and then they beat the fuck out of you. And then it's just like, well, this isn't fun. I would just be weighing it. So like, wait a minute. So like, if my leave, if I don't come back, the worst thing that happens is you stick me in jail and a dishonorable discharge. Ooh, you don't approve of me, dude. I would be going for one of those fucking things.
Well, here's the thing. You know, my mind, I would not be able to not laugh, dude. My sense of humor and the way my mind goes, like we were talking about many times, church, funeral, that's the comedic mind. So, and they said that guy, he passed away, rest his soul, but the guy who was a drill sergeant in Full Metal Jacket was a real drill sergeant. Right. And they said that some of those guys say I talked to soldiers, said it's the most hilarious things ever. Like, they just come out and they just say the funny, your motherfucker, thing like that. Dude, I would burst out laughing, get the shit kicked out of me, and everybody in the platoon would hate me because I'd be the reason they were running.
Private Pyle, wipe that smile off your face, Private Verzi. Stop trying.
How tall are you? Remember that one? That was my favorite one. How tall are you? 5'8", sir. I didn't know they stacked shit that high. I would just be like, dude, somebody's got to spoof that. You got to make a movie just about how fucking over the top funny the guy is.
Well, I think movies ruin it. So now you're like anticipating it. I imagine it must have been amazing when you first met a drill sergeant, you know, back in the day before every fucking movie gave him all those one-liners and shit or whatever. I like how like drill sergeants have like stock jokes.
Yeah.
Texas, like only queers and stairs coming. I don't see any horns. Where'd you learn how to whisper, Private? In a helicopter factory? Just starts doing like stand-up, you know? Hey, let me tell you something, Private. I don't come to McDonald's and knock the French fries out of your fucking hand, do I?
Oh, shit.
I don't go down to the whorehouse and slap the dicks out of your mouth, do I, Private?
And there's no way they're coming up with it on the spot. You know, they're writing shit when they go back to the barracks. It's like, all right, who do I got here? He's fucking.
Dude, that's the sketch. He does hacky 80s stuff. I didn't know they could stack shit that high. This guy can back me up.
Am I right?
I know what you guys are thinking.
This is a type of, what did he say? This guy will fuck you in the ass and not even have the decency to give you a reach around. It's like, what?
I know, yeah, it got super gay.
I would be crying, dude. I would be crying laughing. There's no way I would just be able to sit at attention while that guy just starts fucking calling some guy.
Imagine if your drill sergeant said that. Not even have the decency to give you a reach around. And it'd be like, how did you know that about me? I mean, how do you resist it? He's just lobbing it over the net.
I'm so competitive. Yes, I would. You don't even know that. Oh, shit.
How do you stack shit? I mean,
you just take it literal.
Yeah. I mean, I guess if they're constipated or maybe like cow chips or something, but human shit.
Yeah. Tapered. No. Dude, I heard boot camp was so hard. I knew a guy that I went to high school with. He said, like, because a couple people kill themselves or whatever, but he said sometimes you would literally contemplate swimming across the ocean. Like, you would just, like, guys would, it was that nut, like, the freedom in your mind to just get in the water and swim away from that island.
I couldn't
island.
Handle high school, Paul. There's no fucking way I could give myself in. I remember sitting in high school, that's what reminded me, high school, we had this building A in my high school. It was like fucking, you just did these big old-fashioned windows. And in the summertime, they'd have the windows open because there wasn't any AC or whatever, right? I just remember just looking at it going like, what would the teacher do if I just jumped it? Because you're on the first floor. Just jumped out that window. Or I see the cars driving by, just wishing I was in one of those cars.
Yeah.
Just driving by. One of my favorite jobs I ever had, I washed windows. People's houses. And my favorite part of the day was when we were driving from one job to another. And I remember just thinking, it's the middle of the day and I'm not in an office and I'm driving down the street with my arm out the fucking window. It was a great. The only thing that sucked about that job is the end of your fingers would be numb by the end of the day from trying to open those fucking screens and those windows.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. You get those pain in the ass old ladies. You went there with like Windex and paper towel. They'd want you to get paint off a fucking window. It's like, lady, we said we're washing your windows. Let's not try to, you know. And she'd be like, ah. Remember this lady. Ma'am, I've already gone up there three times. It's not bird doo-doo. That's paint. Ah.
Dude, you saw me, Bill. You've seen me many times before 11 a.m. And it's not fun for me before 11 a.m.
Dude, 11:30 is the sweet spot for Paul Verzi.
You imagine a guy waking me up screaming that I got to run 10 miles? I'm like, no, dude, come on, man. I'm fucking exhausted.
Dude, Verzi is up for like 13 hours and he's asleep for 11. I would love to see the stats on your life. What percentage of your life you've been asleep?
Dude, and you know something? My mother's girlfriends, when I was a baby, said to my mother, like, is he okay? She goes, I don't know what it is. She goes, they took me to doctors, like, he's fine. They put me down for a nap, like, after we would eat, and then I would just stay down and then, like, go again. And my mom was like, this kid, his whole life just loves to sleep.
My son's like that.
Yeah.
My son goes down at 7 and does not move until 7 now. It's awesome. And he takes like a nap from 12 to almost 3.
He gets it. He's chilling. He's in a fucking onesie.
No, he does. He does get it. I'm not going to lie to you. Kid's got a vibe.
Yeah.
Kid's got a vibe. Ladies are going to be liking him.
I just love the thing where he went like this and ran. There's nothing funnier than when a baby gets it. Like when a baby gets that, I don't want any part of that.
Yeah, he loves the phone. Can I have the phone back? And he just looks, he's like. And then you go to reach for it and he just runs away.
That's my, I love when a little kid knows what they want and that's it. That's fucking it. It's like when a Jack Russell plays, if you ever played fetch with a Jack Russell, they won't stop. They will not stop. My brother was dog sitting. And he goes, yeah, man, everything's going good. They called to check on the dog. Yeah, everything's going good. Yeah, man, I just been throwing this ball for like 4 hours. And they just burst it out left. They go, yeah, you have to stop because he won't stop.
And they just don't get tired.
They just don't. There are certain breeds of dog that just want to play. My buddy's got a retriever, and all she wants to do is dance. Sticks, balls, all that. Just sticks, ball, anything. Like, they saw
literally we're doing Robert Palmer. All she wants to do is dance.
Bitch.
Yeah. I'm gonna get another dog when my kids are like, you know, closer to 10.
Yeah, we're getting another one. We already made Stacy already. We got the go ahead. We already talked about it. Lucas wants a golden retriever. Stacy wants a French bulldog, and you know me. I want
to. What are you going to do with your other dog?
No, he's chill, man. He's good. He's just good. He's just not good with males. He loves the females, but we can't get a male in here.
Oh, God.
Dude, it's the funniest.
You have that going on in your house, huh?
Oh, dude. We dogs walk
past.
Yeah,
what are the kids doing? What mom and dad did, and that's why you're here. Are you going to name the puppies?
No. She'll, they'll be fixed. They won't even. But because he's got friends that are all female dogs. And since he's six, but the funniest thing is we always know with Lloyd what dog is coming. Because he'll just be like, rah, 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 rah. You're losing his shit, right? And then when you see a dog with a dick, you're like, yeah. Then the female walks by, he sits, watches. And I'm like, yeah, he can't handle males. Just, it's too much of a, it's my house. I was here, like, this is my property. another male comes in. I will tell you, a sweetheart golden retriever is really an amazing family dog. They just are, and they got a little laziness to them. I like that. I like a dog that likes to chill. I like a dog.
They got like a laugh. I'm going to go like that mainstream.
Thing
like
with
when somebody breaks into your house and like the golden retriever is like wagging its tail because it likes everybody, you know,
yeah,
I would go like Labrador retriever.
But here's the thing with a lab, dude, you're going to have to, that thing is going to want to fucking work and play a lot like need. And they want a yard to just book.
Good.
And just,
I want some fucking lazy ass dog just laying around and I get like, I put on 40 with them. I want a dog that wants to go out. It gives you an excuse, Paul. Get out of the house.
I want a fucking Dane. I want a Great Dane. And they are amazing. I heard they're the sweetest. They're actually kind of lazy, but like apparently they used to just, the King of England used to just have like two of them sitting out there because they were big. And like the thing wants no part of a fight and the thing wants no part of any like fast action, but they're just fucking.
I love Great Danes. Oh, I like bloodhounds. I like all the pointers. I like all those hunting dogs. Terriers are hilarious.
People are always like, don't get a Great Dane because it's going to live to like 7 or 8. And I could mentally be ready.
What about your kids?
Yeah, no, I mean, that's another, you know, but.
It's a big hole to dig too in your backyard too. Great Dane, I mean, that's like burying like a fucking pony.
Yeah, they could get big. They could get fucking big.
You gotta rent like a backhoe.
Dude, a Great Dane is fucking. Andrew, can you pull up just big Great Dane and just show a picture of one? Because I know.
Well, they think they're like puppies too. After they never understand how big they are, they try to sit in your lap.
No, dude, I heard they're the sweetest, like the sweetheart. Like I talked to some lady, she started crying about hers. That she's like, it's the sweetest thing I've ever. They're just like giants that are sweet. I fucking love them, dude. I would like one like the blue or the gray one. But they're gorgeous dogs. When are you gonna pull the trigger? You said a couple years?
Yeah. You know, it's, I always wanted a bulldog. Speaking of a dog that doesn't do shit, I always wanted a bulldog. Yeah, wow. Look at those things, man.
Dude, is that real?
I like that one looking down at the little dog. That's the one right there. The one sitting in between those two old people.
Dude, that's not real. Can you go back to that? That's fucking nuts, man.
Yeah.
Look at
yeah,
the
they
boss.
Put their ass on the couch and they just think that they're just chilling just like you.
Dude,
oh my God, that thing is awesome.
Dude, look at his paws. I want one of those so bad, dude.
All right, look up a bloodhound.
Oh, bloodhounds. I don't love bloodhounds. Look. Wait, maybe.
Look at that face. What? You don't like a bloodhound? Come on, pick up that first one. It looks like he's running for Senate. Get that first picture.
Yeah, that's.
Look at that. All he needs is an American flag behind him.
Dude, that thing looks. that thing looks like it's been through shit. I mean, no. Dude.
I love those
Come on,
things.
Man. Roar, roar, roar.
It's running through your yard.
Oh shit, dude, that's awesome.
Where yeah, is he, Blue? Go find the Blue.
that's a cute dog, man. That's a puppy, man. That's awesome.
Yeah. Oh my, look at those puppies,
dude. How great are dogs?
They're like men.
They know how to hang. They just want to love you. A dog just wants to absolutely love you.
Well, I wouldn't say that's like guys, but I find them easier to get along with. Cats are fuck. I don't want to do 80s comedy here, but they're fucking annoying. Every once in a while, there's nothing better than a cool cat. But a cat is just like, you know, there's no loyalty with a cat.
Dude, I was hugging my cat yesterday, arm under. He's had his thing and his arm hanging. But yeah, maybe not loyalty, but he loves me, dude. Touches my face, tries to get my attention. But I took care of the cat.
All right. You ever like... Know? Turn around and you see it's like practicing killing you when they like stalk you.
No, I haven't had that.
That's the thing that I don't like about cats. It's like, dude, I'm fucking I got you shelter and I'm feeding you. I used to do a bit about that. That'd be like if, you know, you're paying all the rent and you're walking through your apartment, you turn around, you see a roommate, he's got a knife like this, like walking really slowly. And then he kind of brings it like, hey, what's going on? How are you? It's annoying.
I would love an exotic. If I have money, I want a horse.
A bull terrier? It's another one. Hey, what kind of horse would you get?
I told you I would get a black horse and name it Severus.
You never told me Severus.
Severus, yeah. After Severus Snape and Harry Potter. We talked about it on the podcast one time. I said,
that's
I want
a cool name, Severus.
I want a black horse named Severus, dude.
Oh, right, look up black. I know there's different kinds.
Oh, dude,
there's
look
the kinds Ginger Breaker rests his soul bought where you go broke in a week.
My neighbor down the road has Kevin Costner's horse from Yellowstone. Literally has it in her front yard three houses down. And she just walks him. His name's Charlie. And they just walk him like a dog. She's got a little stable in the backyard. Yeah, but look at
that. That's that one right there. That's the one you want. The black Clydesdale one looking one.
Look at that thing, man.
Yeah.
Look
at
that.
You put a saddle on? How could you put a saddle on that fucking thing? I just go out and I would brush its hair, make it feel good, give it some oats and be like, all right, brother, you just go run around and do whatever the fuck it is you were supposed to do. I know I'm not supposed to be riding you.
Yeah, this thing looks like it's got, this thing looks like a suede jacket, man. This thing looks like a fucking,
Dude, that horse with a new pair of Jordans and a Giants pullover walking up your fucking hill, over.
Dude, I would sit on that thing with Jordans that matched them. I would have
You would sit on that thing and you'd be lighting a stick.
Dude, I would fucking...
With brand new fucking, the cements. You'd have the Jordan 3 cement. Oh, he even knows the ones.
Dude, I would rock the... I would have these on. I would have these on.
You don't think that's a little redundant?
This with the white and then it matches his little head? Oh, yeah.
I don't know, Paul. I would actually go like red. I think the red would pop with that black background.
You know, you could even go all yellow.
Dude, with the Knicks saddle, right? You got the Knicks fucking logo on it.
Oh, man, that thing, yeah, dude. People just walk with those on my neighborhood, on the street.
All right, my wife wants one of those light brown horses. She wants a tan horse. Light brown horse. Look at this thing, Paul. Like a blondie.
Oh, yeah.
Look at that one of the giant fucking horse cock looking at you every morning, emasculating you. There's the one. That last one. Not that donkey looking one. That one. If they didn't have all the fucking writing on its face. That's a beauty. I don't know about that one. Beat up looking horses. Those horses. There you go. Go back to those two spoiled chicks right there. Oh, my God. You're not going to put a saddle on me? I only do it if there's like a ribbon involved. Those are Malibu horses right there. Pain in the ass. I would get a horse I would love to rescue a fucking horse and then never ride it. Be like, dude, those days are over.
I'm
going to get the fucking horse network for you. Nice flat screen TV.
Dude, I'm going to adopt I'm not even joking about this. I'm adopting an elephant in Africa. Like, just donate.
Oh, my God. That's got to be the dumbest scam. Really, Paul? And then, are they going to name a star after you? Remember that? Remember when you could buy a star? That's the Paul Verzi star. It says it right here in my certificate. I own an elephant in Africa. What is wrong with you? Where's your Sicilian blood?
No, man. They're going endangered. They're going endangered and they're beautiful.
I know. And if people, then they wait for people like you to show up. I love elephants, but I can't get anywhere near to see if they actually exist.
No, they're going to send me a picture.
Yeah.
And a stuffed animal.
Oh, Paulie.
I would love to fucking get an elephant, man.
If I could afford it, I would have an elephant too. Just be like, dude, stop standing on one foot. Those days are over. You're not in the circus anymore. Okay. Put down the beach ball. You're an elephant again. I'm going to get you another fun. I'm going to get you abroad. You guys can go roll around in the mud. There's no alligators, no lions. This is it. You made it.
Dude, if you stare at an elephant long enough, I have panic attacks. That's how fucking weird they are. Dude, that thing, if I stare at an elephant for a long time, it freaks me out. It's one of the freakiest creatures on planet Earth, dude.
Well, it's because it's smarter than you, Paul, and it breaks you down and you see it.
What?
Elephants are smarter than people.
Is that true?
Yeah, they just don't have hands.
I think, no, dude, I think they got a great memory. I don't know if they're smarter. You know, I know they're good parents.
So many animals, if they just had hands. An elephant is one of those fucking animals.
An elephant's creepy looking, man. By the way, is a rhinoceros the last dinosaur?
No, an alligator.
What?
An alligator.
Dude, a rhinoceros looks like a dinosaur, dude. With that horn.
To me, it looks like a pig with a like armor on.
Andrew, pull up a rhino, dude. A rhinoceros, it even has the name like a fucking dinosaur. How is that thing not a dinosaur? It is the weirdest looking thing. And it has a horn.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but goats have horns.
Dude, look at that. Listen to me. If that's not a dinosaur, that's the closest to a dinosaur. Andrew, go to this one, right? The one with the horn. The one with the, yeah.
The hoof.
I mean, look at that, man.
He looks sad. I want to rub his head.
Why is that?
That's going to be okay.
Why is an alligator closer to a dinosaur than this fucking thing?
Why do people fly from another part of the world to shoot that thing in the fucking head?
Because the horn is worth money and people are greedy pieces of shit.
Yeah, there's a part of the world they think if you eat part of the horn, it makes your dick harder.
Closest animal to a dinosaur, and they're saying that it's a... They're saying that it's a... No, birds. Ah, dude, that rhinoceros to me does not look...
You were so excited that they were going to back you up. Okay, they said right in the closest to a dinosaur. Birds? Ah, Paul, I love how much you love. Paul loves being right.
No, I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say that.
You do.
I could be wrong. I'm okay with being wrong. I like calling shit, but I don't think it's
that's
like
what I mean. Calling shit.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Dude, you're not gonna believe it. Today they were like, what is the closest animal to being a dinosaur? I said rhinoceros. Andrew looked it up. Bam, number one answer. Dude, I just see shit.
Number one.
It's what I am. Talking shit with your chain out. Brand new pair of Jordans. Talking shit about how you called rhinoceros. I mean, Paul, that's a day for you.
Yo, a guy hit
you probably
the
rehearsed that. Driving down in your Lexus. How you going to say it? Who you going to say it to? You love it.
I'm excited going into the comedy club. Dude, I just saw a guy hit a 500-foot home run. I'm telling you, this guy's got a bat.
Well, here it is. Here it is. Here it is. It went 440 feet. What? Oh, that would be you. Oh. What did he say? He said 480. That was more 480.
I know you got to go. Man.
You're being a good dad. You're taking your kid to the ball game tonight. Fantastic.
I am. And I had
Paul,
a bad
you gonna
week.
Sing the national anthem, give it a little celebrity to start off the game?
What would you do if I just started crying just because I had a bad week and I get there and it's opening day and I needed this? I'm a guy.
I actually
with
like
very-
my Celtics chances. If you weren't going, Paul. If Paul Verzi wasn't going, because I can't believe this. Was it already a year ago? You guys went to the first game last year and you won? Or did you take your son to the first game?
No, I took my son to our only playoff win.
That's what it was.
Against Atlanta like a few months ago. But I'm a guy that doesn't
Paul, what
have,
kind of guy are you?
I'm a guy that doesn't have
I'm
many
a guy.
Bad days. I don't have many bad days.
You
like
don't?
As far as like just being down and being upset and being angry all in one and just having to contain that. I would say like my under over on a year on 365 days, my under over on a year to just have a day like that, I would say under over 12.
All right. Now go on me. I sleepwalk through at least 200 days a year. Don't check in with myself or anybody around me. Just put my head down and plow through my day.
You're an autopilot.
Well, I'll tell you, you had a day. I was hanging out with you that I am trying to work towards. We were hanging out at Bartnick's. You were out here promoting something. And we went out there and we got some burgers and we were going to smoke a stick in the afternoon. And you said, hey, Bill, you go, I have nothing to do today. Nothing. No podcasts, no promos.
No shows.
I have nothing to do. Then you were like, how great is that? And I just remember thinking like, that's fucking unbelievable. I want to have a day like that.
And then you did.
I haven't had one since. I got to have a day where there's nothing. Don't buy anything. I want nothing.
Dude, yes. There's a day where you just have a cream soda in your hand and you look at the sky and you go, I'm doing dick today. Dick. Yeah. And then your biggest thing you look forward to that day is, oh, there's a game tonight. I mean, I get excited. It actually changes me. It changes.
Well, that's almost making me cry just thinking of having a day like that.
Yeah. It's like you're going to eat a burger with a buddy, throw down your favorite soft drink, and then guess what? Oh, there's a game tonight. And I could do it all. I could do it all.
Paul actually has the intelligence to sit by himself eating a sandwich and enjoy watching the breeze move the leaves. Paul just naturally knows that. From day one, he was sleeping 12 hours. This man just understands life. This is how we became friends, Andrew.
Yeah.
Because I knew I needed to be more like him.
Well, me and you were so different that's why any good relationship, the people aren't exactly the same. And when people are exactly the same, it starts out as, this is fucking great. And then it just.
What happens is you can't help each other.
It's.
Because you guys are, you both know the exact same shit. You're two yins or two yangs.
Yeah.
And then when the bad shit happens, it's like, I don't know how to do that. I don't know how to fix that either. And the whole thing just implodes. I had a relationship like that with a woman one time. We were the exact same fucking person.
Yeah.
Exact same fucking person. And we got along great. And then we just got to the edge of what we knew. And it was an abyss. And we fell into it. And the whole thing just fell apart.
Yeah, I had one of those.
Oh, Paul.
I had one of those.
Oh, Paul. What happened?
A fucking female me. And a female version of me. It did not work.
Oh, dude, you would be 500 pounds.
Oh, 500 pounds sleeping in. No, just two people sleeping later than the next.
Mismatching flip-flops. I mean, you'd be a fucking mess. You'd be a mess.
There would just be pizza boxes all over the house.
That's hilarious. All right, well, I know you got shit to do. I got shit to do, too.
Yes.
Paul, next time we have a stick, dude, I got to tell you about this fucking day. Some of the shit's podcast shit. Some of the shit's just you and me shit. I got some you and me shit to tell you. Oh, Paul, let me tell you.
All right. Oh, we'll do that this week.
Oh, that's going to be a 60 gauger right there.
I'm in. That's a Hoyo de Monterey day. All right, guys. Well, this has been episode 38 of Anything Better. What could I say? Next week I'll come back and hopefully have a little more fucking pep in my step.
Hey, Paul, you took it like a man, you know? Yeah, I got to tell you, Paul, like I got an 0-4 coming up. I've gone 1-3 like three times, just teetering on disaster. I've just been lucky enough to get the win early.
Right when I was about to strut, right when the fucking robe.
You were ready to go Deion Sanders when he picked off the ball, showing it to people who couldn't catch him.
Dude, I was 3-1 2 weeks in a row, and I go, there's no looking back. And then life. I got shit on by a bird. I got fucking shit going on, and life hit me. That's the reality of it.
Paul,
that's
got me this year. You got me this year.
I'm not going to listen to that.
You're good. You're good, Paul. You're good. You're seeing the numbers, Paul. You had one bad week. Paul, you've been crushing it.
It's been episode 38, guys. We love you. Thank you. Keep going to the...
Paul Verzi will bounce back.
I'll bounce back. I always do. Love
or
you guys.
Am I jinxing you again?
Probably.
I'm in your head.
You did this the last time.
No, I didn't. I didn't do it on purpose.
I know.
Not like everybody says.
I'm smart. I was passed over.
I can pick games. Not like everybody that's not says.
That's not what Pop wanted. That's what I wanted. By the way, they just, I know we got to go. Pacino just talked about that guy. You want to talk about like friends that like, he said, dude, that guy was on such another fucking level. He gets emotional talking about it. He said that that guy was on such another level. And the way he sounded was that he meant that guy was on a John. His name is John.
I always forget.
What is it?
Dale.
Yes. Cazale. Yeah. And he said that he was such another level, dude, on and off screen. And so fucking so much like riches and wiseness to give and such a great actor and everything like that.
The greatest IMDb page ever. Godfather 1, The Conversation. Godfather 2, The Deer Hunter. Dog Day Afternoon. All nominated and I think won Best Picture. Maybe The Conversation didn't, but all of them were nominated Best Picture. The guy did not have one fucking Captain Willie Goes to Summer Camp fucking Tumbo Drop movie.
And the kid was smashing Meryl Streep, which is incredible.
He was dying during Deer Hunter. And then, yeah, like they threatened to quit if they didn't insure him, like Meryl Streep and stuff, because the studio was like, yeah, we don't know that we can, because he was dying of cancer. But he stuck it.
That guy, dude, he was he knew he was dying during that?
Oh, yeah.
He called it, Paul.
Pretty sure, yeah. Almost positive.
He called it.
Brutal. Hey, that's one you want to be wrong about, okay?
I want to own four that week. All right, that's it. Thank you to everybody for listening. Please send all your condolences to at Paul Verzey at Twitter. Tell him to keep his head up. Happens to the best of us, Paul.
Oh, man. I don't want to root for you to go 0-4.
You already are.
No, I'm not.
Was going to go 3-0, you said, "Oh, Vegas is so good." Paul, you get competitive, and it brings out a fucking side of you, Paul. It used to control the wharfs way back in the day in New York City.
The way you went at me this week, yes. Now you're starting to get my juices flowing.
I'm just fucking with you, Paul. You started it.
I know.
You started it, Paul. Vegas is so good. I could hear the joy.
I will definitely deny that forever because I didn't.
Of course
mean
you will, Paul. But you know that was bad etiquette. A guy's losing, and you give a shout out to a bookie.
Yes, looking back, what you saying that I understand what you're saying, but my intentions were not to do that.
Thank you, Mr. Clinton.
I did not
have sexual
relations. Send that text
with that
with those intentions.
All right, I stuck a cigar in her vagina, but it was not sexual. My humidor was on the fritz. All right, that's it. We'll talk to you fuckos next week.